Yes, 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 party people. You already know why you here. Impromptu. We ain't even staging this. We just get up, shower, about to work out and do this. You know what I'm saying? But you already know, for only $100, I'll promote whatever you need on my social medias and my website. That's my Twitter, Facebook, Insta stories, YouTube community, and my website, which you will be featured on, www.doggydiamondstv.com. Hit me up on Instagram at Doggy Diamonds for your promo. Serious inquiries only. You already know what we do, man. Let's get to it. Ha! Oh. How everybody doing today? How everybody feeling today? Y'all good? I'm great. Love to everybody. North, south, east, west, Canada, UK, the continent, Australia, the Middle East. I don't care where you at. If you show me love, you got love for what I do and you support what I do, love right back. We gonna address a few things today. Because I got my platform, like everybody got their platform. They got my name all in the title of their video, so I'm going to use myself. That's what we supposed to do. I said what I had to say, but let's get a few things in order real quick for the slow people in the back. You know what I'm saying? So we here. All right, we don't need the beat to play no more. So what's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV YouTube page. You already know where you at. This audio will be going on all streaming platforms. That's iTunes, Spotify, everything. So, hope everybody chilling. The funny thing about all of this, right, is that when you chilling and you in a space where you see somebody who run around wilding out and doing and saying all types of stuff, they become a part of the culture by default. Now let's deal with clout chasing. What is clout chasing? Do I gotta use another man name for clout? No, I don't. If they do something in the culture, we talk about it. Not in opposition. See, I never said anything for shock value. That's clout chasing. Clout chasing is when you talk about Nipsey Hussle when he deceased. Clout chasing is when you say Biggie ain't a legend. Clout chasing is when you disrespect Tupac and he deceased. Clout chasing is when you bring up paperwork and always saying who's a snitch and this, that, and the third, but you run with one of the biggest snitches in hip hop history. That's what clout chasing is. That's not what I do on my platform. That's not what I've ever done. That's not what I'm about. Culturally, we talk about stuff. Culturally, we've spoken about him before. So again, when he first asked me who I was, I said I was a content creator. So he think my argument or my disagreement with him, I'm going to take my audio that I did with him and put it on my YouTube. I don't have to ever have his voice on my platform. And I still got views. I still got views. I still got my own platform. Four of them. Still have billboards in Times Square. Still been on Drink Champs by myself. The highlight of the show on national television. What do I need him for clout for? It's not about clout. But every now and again, when you see somebody bullying people, you can't bully me. I'm not that dude to get bullied by nobody. A lot of people I ignore because they're not worth it. But when you sit there and you watch people bully other people, the first thing you say is, yo, if he come over here for that, with that, I'm knocking him out. So all that calling me a B-A-N, reason why I took last night to say something, because that was my homie's room. Any other time you go in any other room that man is in, he going to overtalk you. They going to mute you. They going to throw you down with what they call the goo. They going to do all that stuff. Last night was the first time I was able to get what I wanted to say off without being overtalked and muted. So I said what I said. I let him know he's a bitch. I let him know everything about him is bitch. I don't care about, I talk about your family. I talk about everybody. I don't care. Because you playing with the right one. You playing with the right one. And when you playing games with who's a snitch and all that, do you know the after effect of that? Now, again, sometimes some people deserve it. But you're not in a position to call anybody a snitch or talk about who's a snitch if you rock with one. You talking about who dancing funny and all that, and your artist had a butterfly on his face. So people in the chat yesterday, Freddie P is weak. Freddie P is crying. How many times the game done cry? And I don't even want him to catch none of these strays. I don't want him to even get none of this. I don't even want him to get none of it because it ain't even about this. It ain't even about him, rather. But I'm just saying, over-talking people, disrespecting legends in the game. Then when I said, yo, I'm one of the founders, you want to be a podcaster, and I'm one of the founders of that. You started before $1 million worth of game and drink champs? So how you trying to be in the culture if you don't even know who did what? You don't even know who did what? So that's what a culture vulture is. So he rocked with 6ix9ine, and he want to bring up everybody paperwork to say, well, if I'm this for rocking with him, you be with Freaky Zeke, you be with this one, you be with this one. Either you a street dude or a business dude. Either or. Either you a street dude or a business dude. Either you in the street or you doing business. Because you're not doing street business. You're not doing street business, right? Or if you are, that's your business. But I don't need him for clout. I already set out to do what I wanted to do in this culture. I already did it. When he was BJ McKay, look up who BJ McKay is. Already did it. And still here. So to say he got a bigger platform, what, Clubhouse? You know how many people I could take pictures with? I don't take pictures with people. It's just not my thing. I barely take pictures with myself. But just because you see him taking pictures with people, y'all automatically think that he's somebody that he's not. How do we get to know who he was? By him clout chasing. I don't need the clout chase. I don't need the clout. What I need the clout chase. But when you look at YouTube, WAC 100 destroys Doggy Diamonds. WAC 100 goes in. How? That man is not mentally capable of having discourse or dialogue. He's not even mentally capable. All he gonna do is yell and try to say, leave it right there, like we in the street. What I said to him was, what you saying could be detrimental. That's a threat. You could take it how you want. But then I said, yo, hold on. The universe gonna take care. You think you're gonna be walking around saying all types of shit about people and disrespecting people and ain't nothing gonna happen to you? It don't gotta happen by my hands. I ain't trying to do nothing to you. Then gonna say, if you had drink chance, yo, pull up, then you could have pulled up. So now you inviting me somewhere to have a confrontation with you. But I'm clout chasing. And like I said, I am a licensed firearm carrier. I'm not allowed to go somewhere in pursuit of somebody. I'm only allowed to defend myself. This is not a pursuit. I'm not in pursuit of him. He's nobody to pursue. He's not somebody, but I had to let it be known. Hold on. Because you play these little games like you don't know people. And yeah, you don't know me personally. But I can show you interviews I did with the gang. Or maybe when I did the interview with the gang, you still on the trucks. Shout out to all my truck drivers. But talking over people, saying you just a fear, you just want to talk to me. Who the fuck are you? I've never asked him for an interview, ever. I've never asked him for an interview. Don't want to interview him. I don't think he's intelligent. I don't think he's intelligent. I don't think he's intelligent to talk to. You can see that in our dialogue. Then when he's saying, yo, something happened to me, my family is good and my kids is good. That's what I told him about sins of the father. He don't even know what that means. That means you could be good, but the bullshit you put out in the world could affect your children even when you're gone, stupid. Money don't mean they good. Money don't mean they good, but these people are so broke, all they could talk about is money. All they could talk about is how much money they got and their kids is good. Are you, what are you, retarded? So for all you content creators, salute to y'all. Y'all gonna get content. I don't have to use his voice on my channel to get content. Because that's what he said. Oh, watch him have this on his YouTube tomorrow. It's not gonna be him. I don't never need your voice on my YouTube. Ever. 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 But I got a platform to speak and I'm gonna speak. This is why this is called Doggy Diamonds TV. So what he do is that the minute he do shit, he start calling around. And then you talk about Brooklyn and you hang with rappers in Brooklyn? Rappers? Since when rappers run anything? Rappers? In Brooklyn? You know what I'm saying? It don't make no sense. So I was questioning, yo, when do this stop? When do this stop? I don't pay attention to what he do. Don't really care. I go on Clubhouse because I got homies who ping me in their rooms. If I see him in the room, I stay away because I already know he's an individual that I'm going to clash with. I don't respect his mind. I don't respect how he think. I don't respect him. I don't respect him. So I just stay away. If he's in the room, I stay away because he's going to be in there disrespecting somebody. He's going to be over talking them. And then all them people on Clubhouse, yo, whack, 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 whack. And I'm like, okay, I get it. That's his forum for him to run them hallways and do what he wants. So I just sit there quiet. I don't go in the rooms. But when my people on there and they ping me, I go. But it ain't going to ever be a situation where a man could talk to another man a certain way, where a man think he, but you, how you going to bully a nigga from the street? You're not even built like that. I don't give a fuck what you did 20 years ago or 15 years ago. We talk about now. You flabby and sick. I don't care about none of that. I don't need you for clout or I got to go at him. Because if I'm going to go at somebody and pick, I'm going to pick the top dogs. I'm going to go with the top dogs and pull up on them. It's that easy. It's that simple. But people saying I'm clout chasing or he trying to do this and do that. Off him? Off him? What clout do I get? Y'all get more clout than me because y'all making titles, y'all making videos. I don't get no clout off that. If anything, this is a strike on my record for even indulging this idiot. Because I don't even go back and forth with stupid people. That don't help me. I don't get no clout off of him. I don't get clout off of people saying, oh, he got beef with him. How we got beef? Nobody got shot. Nobody got hurt. It's all verbal. Beef is when I used to come outside and see dudes outside waiting for me when I used to walk out of school, when I used to get on the train, and it was real. That's beef. This ain't beef. It ain't beef. He's always inviting somebody to fight or whatever. Leave it right there then. So I want clarification. Okay, so where are we going with this? Because again, if we leave it right there and you leaving it right there, okay. Anybody you with in New York City, and I say this loud and proud, anybody you with in New York City, you ain't safe with. You ain't safe in the town? I'm not even safe in my own town. Nobody is safe in New York City or nowhere. Nobody. So stop name dropping. Stop saying I be with this, because any of them people that you name, any of them people that you name know who I am. And I ain't no fucking YouTuber either. I'm a person, I'm a content creator who came on YouTube, but I come from the DVD era. I come from different eras when you had to be in the street. And I done been in all projects and all boroughs by myself. So miss me with that. Miss me with that. Talk about, I just want to talk to him. That's the case, I could get your number. I know niggas with your number. I know mad people that don't like you. It's not my business. It's not my politics. Mad people want to come on a platform and kick you in your ass. I don't, some people beef ain't legit. So I don't got nothing to do with it. I leave it alone. But all that, you could have pulled up the drink champs. Let me get this straight. I'm supposed to come from New York to Miami to confront you because you're there. See how a moron thinks? You see how an idiot thinks? You see how an idiot thinks? We done left all of that behind, right? We left all that behind. Now we on here, hip-hop, talking about culture and all that. He's the one who's still talking about street shit when it's convenient, but this is the same person that'll say, yo, I'll do business with the KKK. It's the same person who said that, but I'm a clout chaser. Now, when he says that, what happens? It becomes a soundbite. It becomes every, if you look at YouTube right now, you type his name in, it's about 500 videos with his sound bites. He know what he's saying. He know what he's doing, but then they get mad at Charleston White for doing what you do. For doing what you do. What's the point? Nipsey Hussle is gone. RIP to that man. What's the point of talking about him in any way that's derogatory? He's not here to defend himself, for one. For two, y'all didn't have beef that we knew of. What you talking about him for? It's people that love and miss him. Don't say anything about him. That's how you got on TMZ. But I'm the clout chaser. Talking about Biggie ain't no legend. Biggie was a legend. Biggie was a legend from day one. When he first said, look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, we knew he was going to be a legend. We knew he was going to be a legend. And he turned out to be just that. Rest in peace to Biggie. Today's the day that he passed. But you go sit on national TV and say Biggie ain't no legend, but Tupac is a nigga, you ain't no legend. So who are you to speak on who's a legend and who ain't no legend? You ain't no legend. And you ain't going to go down as legendary. Only time you might go down as legendary if somebody push you in front of the world. How somebody that's not a legend going to say who's a legend? Who are you? What qualifies you to say who's a legend and who's not a legend? And you ain't accomplished shit in this business. Nothing. You've always been affiliated with something. What have you done? Some people call me a legend. I don't call myself a legend, but some people call me a legend. That don't go to my head. But I'd be damned if I sit here and call somebody, say who a legend and who ain't a legend. The fuck have you done? You. Not what you affiliated with, not what you tied to. Not, oh, this is my business partner. This is that. What have you done? Where's your work? I don't care about your money. I don't care about your house. I don't care about none of that. Because you think we don't know. You think we don't know how you switch. You think we don't know. You think we don't know certain things. But this is an individual that go on TMZ. Nipsey just got assassinated in front of the world. Why are you saying anything negative about that man? Just got assassinated in front of all of us to see. And then you disrespect him. You disrespecting everybody who accomplished something. That sound like a jealous ass person. You want attention. Then talking about how you help people. Oh, I do this. Oh, when I come in your room, you get a lot of numbers in your room. So when I sit there and say, yo, I got a lot of views. Look how many views I got on. Oh, he talking about views. You're talking about Clubhouse numbers. Who get paid off of Clubhouse? I wait. Who get paid off Clubhouse? You could meet some connects. But when you say, yo, I got this, I got that, who get paid off Clubhouse? But we mad at Charleston White. We mad at this person. This nigga do the same thing. This nigga do the same thing. Disrespected Biggie, insinuating. Look what he said about Biggie, and I'm it ain't for me, but y'all go and y'all look it up. Look what he said about Big. Who hasn't he got into it with? I don't feel special. It's not just me. I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you know. You play that shit with all them other dudes. I ain't that dude for that. And we'll, you know, we'll eventually handle what we have to handle, how we got to handle it. As grown men or whatever. But all that other shit, nah, you don't call no man no bitch. Straight up. And at the same time, what I said to him was, yo, I don't appreciate it. It wasn't an attack. It's just saying, yo, you know what? I've been on Clubhouse before and I called somebody out their name. And 5 minutes later, I say, yo, you know what? Homie, y'all was wrong for that. That don't make you less than. That don't make you a sucker. That don't make you, yo, you know what? I was wrong. I was wrong. What he want to get pushed. He want to be martyred. I'm telling you, he want to be martyred. Because what has he done? What is his accomplishments? We already know why you putting out homie music. Because homie allegedly can't do certain things because he in default. So yeah, it's going to go through you. So now you're going to look like a boss. You're going to look like a mogul. You're going to look like all of this shit. Because anything that come out in homie name allegedly, he got to pay up. So it's going to go through you. We know the play. We know the play. But what is the point of going on Clubhouse? Going on Clubhouse and saying, who's a snitch? Bringing out people paperwork. What's the point? And then been active in fake paperwork. What is the penalty for somebody bringing out fake paperwork? Wack was right. He said Doggy would go live. He didn't say I would go live first thing in the morning, you sucker. He said that I would take the audio. This ain't first thing in the morning. This is 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So this ain't first thing in the morning. I done been up, brushed my teeth, and did all types of stuff. And I'm going off of the narrative that I see on the internet. This is my platform. I already did what I needed to do. How you think you know me? How you think he know me? Okay, all the people that he want to name. K Slay, Uncle Murder, Papu, all the people that he want to name, know me personally. Know me personally. But again, y'all pick and choose. y'all pick and choose whose side you want to stand on, depending on what perch they sitting on. I already know that I'm not going to be liked to a certain extent. I got knowledge of self. I speak the power. I already know I don't give you enough bullshit for you to fuck with me. I already know that. I know that. I already know that I sit in a seat that many people wish they could sit in. So they want to say shit about all my views or my subscribers or he's stuck on YouTube. Let me explain something to you. Because people like to say, you stuck on YouTube. Well, isn't Vlad on YouTube? Ain't Adam22 on YouTube? The Breakfast Club on YouTube? Drink Champs is on YouTube? DJ Academics made his bones off YouTube? Joe Button's on YouTube? I'm confused. See how they move the goalposts depending on who they're talking about? But this is a person that you'll side with and you'll fuck with that disrespect legends in hip-hop. This is what it is. And again, he could say and do what he want. It don't matter to me. But you playing a game that's very, very dangerous. And certain shit that he did and said is spilling over into the streets. And the funniest shit is you got people with 4 or 5 views, 10 subscribers talking about who on YouTube. Listen, you idiots would love to have subscribers. You would love to have viewership. You would love to have 1,000 people in your room every time you open your mouth. You would love that. So stop fronting. Stop fronting. But I know it's a bunch of mental midgets. I know that he throw a few people a bone. And then what happens, yo, y'all sit there and be like, hopefully he throw me a bone. Hopefully he look out for me. Shout out to Don Catalog for the donation. Hopefully he look out for me. I don't indulge with beef with people on YouTube. You know, I be ignoring people. I might tap them and shit. It's the first time I address somebody by name. Why? Because you're fucking with the right one. You're fucking with the right one. And the funniest shit is that I'm a person, look what I've done for this culture. Look what I do to this day. But a person who has done nothing, not a motherfucking thing for this culture. Look at the culture that we're talking about, hip-hop culture. What has he done for hip-hop culture but got the most to say? What has he done for hip-hop culture but has the most to say? He's not Sway. He ain't Fab Five Freddy. He not Ralph McDaniels. He ain't somebody who been around. He just popped up. But got the most to say. So I know. Listen, my name in the title of all his videos, trust and believe, the shit can never hurt me. Can't never hurt me because a lot of shit be bullshit and lies. I don't have time to address all lies. I don't have time to address lies. This shit is corny to me. But he has become content. He has become content for people on YouTube. And then what you dumbass dudes don't know is that when he feel like it, he just gets your channel strike for having his voice on there if he disagree with you. So keep it up. Keep it up. This person's a snitch. This person a did snitch. Exposing people deals. This person had this deal. This person had this type of deal. Who the fuck is he? So, I'm a clout chaser though. But he know everybody business. He know what happened between Dame And Jay-Z, he could go on and talk about that when we openly seen Jay-Z at a goddamn basketball game and him running up to him, humble Dickie. We seen that with our own two eyes. We seen that. So it ain't about him or ignoring him or even engaging with him. I'm just telling y'all, certain shit is shifting how things are being done, and a lot of people going to get hurt. And when people get hurt, he's going to go to his gated community while real shit is happening in the streets. Trust and believe that. He going to go to his gated community. Because you try to play the game like you ain't in the fucking street. Why would you be? If you're worth millions of dollars, why would you be? You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, clowns going clowns, niggas going nigga. I understand it. I get it. But ain't nobody got to be scared of somebody. Because when y'all go in these rooms and y'all straight up and down talk to him, right? They're going to mute you. They're going to let him talk. They're going to let him talk. Master P is broke. Who is he to say everybody? Master P, he had an issue with Nick Cannon. The fuck? Nick Cannon is my business partner. Where? On what? Nigga inject himself in everything. I guess him and Elon Musk gonna go to Mars together next. You know what I'm saying? Me and Elon Musk going to go, we going to get down. If you're not an active gang banger, if you're not an active person in the culture, why are you always saying on par rule? Why are you always saying on par rule if you're not active? That's disrespectful to the homies that's out there that's losing blood, shedding blood, going to the penitentiary, trying to come home, and you sitting down with somebody who took the stand. That don't make no, it don't make sense. But then you justify your behavior with, I'm a dwack gonna do what he wanna do. I'm going to do what I want to do. So if, okay, fine. And I'm going to end on this note. You could do what you want to do. You could say what you want to say. But because of your ways and actions and how you carry and conduct yourself and your fake ass contradictions and all that shit, you are disqualified from speaking on certain things. You are disqualified. You notice I've never on this channel sat here and said anything about LA gang politics because I don't know nothing about it. And he's openly said he don't respect nobody outside of LA that gangbang. Then try to move goalposts saying, no, what I said was I don't respect their politics. You lying. That's not what you said. So for the people on Clubhouse, salute to y'all. To the people that's in his rooms, salute to y'all. Salute to everybody. This ain't beef to me. This ain't beef. This shit easy. Because it's dealing with up here. He automatically lose when it come to this. He can't fuck with me when it come to this. Because this all we got right now. He can't fuck with me in no way. But when it come to the battle of the minds and matching wits, run circles around him. That's easy. But he disqualified from talking about certain shit because your way in action. He disqualified. So if you're a manager, manage. You can't talk about no street shit because you fuck with rats. You can't talk about how Bobby Shmurda is dancing or insinuating anything. And if you know, it really started because I was going in on Adam 22 and he defended him. The same dude that said 11-year-olds need to get they sucked. Look it up. So with that, y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day. I got some things to do. I'm going out in the world. I'm going to take me a shower, get dressed. And I'll post pictures and lives later on where I'm at. Going outside. By myself. No entourage. No whole bunch of people. No police protection. I walk around with love. Shake everybody's hand. Kiss all the babies. Not literally, but you know. My name ain't Mud outside. Nobody don't hate me outside. I only get that shit on the internet. My name ain't Mud out in the streets. I ain't do nobody wrong. I don't owe nobody no money. I didn't do shit to nobody. Straight up. So to that, salute to y'all, man. Salute to Heritage Hip Hop in the building. Salute to all my moderators. Look, they got my name all on YouTube in a derogatory way. You got to defend your name and your honor. Your name is your name. You don't let people slander your name. You don't let people take your name and drag it and try to change the perception of you when you know you. And your people know you. That's why you got a platform. You don't build a platform with 200 something thousand subscribers to keep quiet. You talk. You speak. You speak articulate. You speak. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, all my people, you know what I do, man. You know what I bring to y'all. You know how I talk to y'all. You know how much I tell y'all every day I love y'all. Every day. I don't walk around with hate and malice in my heart or trying to hurt anybody or want to get at nobody. That's not what it's about. You know what I'm saying? It's not what it's about. But clowns is going clown. I get it. But like I told them last night,
you a bitch. And I tell you that in your face, I don't care if your mother's standing there. You a bitch.
You already know. And ask them dudes who you impressed by. Ask them dudes who you think you good with. Ask them. Ask them. Keep naming rappers. Rappers? Rappers. Keep naming rappers. Yo, man. Until next time.